Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading was written by Tim Gustafson, and he titled it, Monkeying with the Cosmos. In the early 1980s, a prominent astronomer who didn't believe in God wrote, "A common sense interpretation of the facts suggests that a super intellect has monkeyed with the physics, as well as with chemistry and biology." To this scientist's eye, the evidence showed that something had designed everything we observe in the cosmos. He added, "There are no blind forces worth speaking about in nature." In other words, everything we see looks as if it was planned by someone, and yet the astronomer remained an atheist. 3,000 years ago, another intelligent man looked at the skies and drew a different conclusion. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them," wondered David in Psalm 8. Yet God cares for us deeply. The universe tells the story of its intelligent designer, the super intellect who made our minds and put us here to ponder his work. Through Jesus and his creation, God can be known. Paul wrote in Colossians 1, "Christ existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation, for through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth." The cosmos has indeed been monkeyed with. The identity of the intelligent designer is there to be discovered by anyone willing to seek. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your creation amazes us beyond words, and the fact that we can see you in creation really humbles us. Thank you for revealing yourself in Christ and showing us your grace and mercy that rescues us from sin and death. We pray for those who still don't see you through creation and who don't know you. Please open their eyes and draw them to you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.